Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and May, and we are honored and delighted to be with you today for our weekly session, Soul Healing for Animals. So it is a wonderful, wonderful time each week where we join our hearts and souls together with our beloved animal companions who bring so much love, so much joy, so much light into our lives. They give us so much. So we are very, very blessed. For those of you who have animals at this time, you have pets. For those of you who don't, you are animal lovers, that is perfect as well. Because you may have previously had pets, you may be wanting to help serve the animals at this time on Mother Earth. There are many, many beloved souls who have a great desire in their hearts to serve the animals. And the animals truly need our help. At this time, there are many, many animals that are suffering. They're losing their environments. The rainforest, the plantations are being cleared. The waterways may be polluted and much more. So there is so much service that we can do to assist these beloved animal souls. And we are very, very blessed that Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha has empowered us to actually serve humanity, the animals, nature, Mother Earth, and all souls. So I am deeply, deeply grateful for the wisdom that Master Sha has shared. And he shares so freely with all souls. So the wisdom is simple yet profound, and it is so incredibly powerful when we follow the wisdom and the teachings from Master Sha. And he has given us many, many beautiful divine Tao Source soul songs that carry such incredibly high frequency and vibration. And it is when we sing and chant these songs that we are bringing this divine Tao Source frequency and vibration to Mother Earth. And when we have the intention for serving the animals, offering healing to the animals, balancing and harmonizing them and their environments. When we are chanting, when we are singing with that intention, we can visualize the animals, their environments, wherever we would like to bring this love and light, and know with all of your heart and your soul that you are truly making a difference. It is profound when we join together as one, what we truly can do to serve in this most powerful way. So we are very, very blessed to have this wisdom, because I know before I met Master Sha, I had this great desire to help. And I did help, but it was more on a one-on-one level. I used to do meditation. But what I've learned through the teachings of Master Sha, using the four power techniques and the soul power, is that it has increase the power of how I am able to serve, like beyond comprehension, and how everyone can serve actually when they apply these simple yet profound practical techniques. So May and I welcome you with all of our hearts. We thank you for joining us today. We will continue to focus on our Soul Communication Series, the Animal Communication. We had a beautiful workshop last weekend. It was deeply heart-touching. It's the second animal communication we've had. And we have a two-day animal communication workshop coming up on October 15 and 16. So that will give us even more time to build a strong foundation, to open our hearts, purify our spiritual channels so that we can hear the messages more clearly. So that is the key for us to become more powerful animal communicators. It is about us purifying our souls, hearts, minds and bodies, that it's through the purity that we begin to hear much more clearly. So this is a daily practice that we can do, is to purify our, particularly our hearts, purify our heart chakra, our message center, and our hearts from the blockages, the Shen, Qi, Jing blockages within our hearts. So these Shen, Qi, Jing blockages may be preventing us from hearing clearly and opening our hearts enough so that we can be actually receiving messages all the time, because soul language is a universal language. So any soul is able to communicate with us, whether it is our beloved animal companion, it could be our plant that we have. So it is deeply heart-touching when we can communicate on this level, that we are connecting heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul with our pet, which we already do, but when we actually communicate and we hear what they have to say, it takes this bond to a deeper level. And it is the same with our plants, could be our gardens, it could be the bird in the tree. It is like we almost we come closer. It is like we get to know them more. So it is very much like human beings when we open our hearts to each other and our souls to each other, and we speak from our hearts to each other to share what we have in our hearts. It creates this bond between us and a deep closeness, and that brings us together as one. So that is our aim. It is all about the oneness. So we are going to do a practice today to continue to expand our animal communication abilities. So we're going to work on purifying the heart today. So let us place one palm on our heart, the other palm on our lower abdomen. And we will do this practice for our beloved pets as well, because we can always remember that we all have our soul, heart, mind, and body. So our animals can benefit from every practice that we do, because we are all made up of Shen, Qi, and Jing. So taking a few deep breaths into your lower abdomen as you breathe in, feel your lower abdomen expanding as you breathe out. Your lower abdomen is contracting. And just taking a few moments to arrive in the space wherever you are as we create a sacred space. Calming down, centering, and becoming fully present. Calling all of your sentient, when we have been running around busy, our sentient can become quite scattered. So let us do this simple calling. We say, dear the Shen, Qi, Jing of all of our life and our pets' lives, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please come into our lower abdomen at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And just sitting and receiving. And then sometimes we accumulate Shen, Qi, Jing from where we may have been, other Shen, Qi, Jing, other situations. So dear, any Shen, Qi, Jing that is not ours or our pets, we humbly ask you to respectfully return to your rightful owner. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we allow this process to take place, take a few more deep breaths in and out. Breathing in and breathing out. And relaxing more and more. The key, one of the golden keys for soul communication, is actually the relaxation. When you relax, you open. So when we are tense, tight, contracted, it is very difficult to open our hearts. It is very difficult for us to communicate well, because in these times of tension, and stress, it is generally because we are overthinking, actually. We are worried about something and we have a lot of thoughts going on in our mind. So as we relax our body, our mind actually naturally relaxes. They are very closely related. So let us begin our practice. We always use the four power techniques. So we have the body power. We're placing one palm on our heart, the other palm below our navel. And now the soul power, we will do a forgiveness practice as well. When we add a forgiveness practice, it increases the transformation that's taking place during this practice. So the reason we have the sentencing blockages is, remember, the sen is the soul blockage. When it comes to blockages, we can have blockages in the soul, the heart, and the consciousness, the mind, negative mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, attachments, ego. And then we can have energy blockages and the chi blockages. So, yeah, it is very key. Do this forgiveness practice. Every practice we do, we can add a simple forgiveness practice. It may sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. So add a forgiveness practice to every practice. So let us begin. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear all of our most beloved Shifus, dear countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saints, animals, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We are deeply, deeply grateful for everything that you bring to our lives and our pets' lives. We truly cannot thank you enough. And we humbly and sincerely ask you today to please forgive us. Please forgive us, our pets, and our ancestors for all of the mistakes that we have made and our ancestors have made in all of our lifetimes. We deeply, deeply apologize for the hurt, harm, and suffering that we have caused, or our ancestors have caused, any soul in any of our lifetimes. And we particularly apologize for the mistakes that we have made. Connect our heart chakra, our message center. We sincerely apologize for all of our heart blockages, including greed, anger, lack of wisdom. We sincerely apologize for any control issues that we have, any power struggles, selfishness, and more. And we know that when we have been in these states, that we have hurt and harmed many souls. And we have created these sentencing blockages. And we deeply, deeply apologize. We will not continue to repeat the same mistakes again. It is our greatest desire to purify our hearts, to fully open our hearts, so that we only have unconditional love, forgiveness, compassion, and light filling our hearts at this time. It is our greatest desire to purify our hearts so that we serve the animals and their environments, Mother Earth, all souls unconditionally at this time of great need. We humbly and sincerely ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your help. Please assist us. Please bless us today to transform the sentencing blockages in our hearts so that we may transform all of the greed, anger, lack of wisdom, power, struggle, selfishness, and more, so that we can serve through animal communication, so that we can hear clearly the messages of what the animals are wanting to tell us at this time. What it is that they need, how we can serve them. We are deeply, deeply grateful for your blessings and your forgiveness. And we offer our total unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has ever harmed, hurt, disturbed us, our pets, or our ancestors in any way. We totally, unconditionally forgive you. We release all debt. You owe us nothing. And we unconditionally forgive ourselves. It is so important that we are able to forgive ourselves for the mistakes that we have made. So let us join our hearts and souls together as one to purify our hearts, our heart chakra, our message center, so that we may open our hearts more fully to serve the animals, nature, Mother Earth, and all souls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us connect with our hearts, so dear the Shen, Qi, and Jing of our heart chakra, message center. We love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. And our pets' hearts, their message center. We love you, honor you, deeply appreciate you. You have the power to heal the sentient blockages. You have the power to open more fully and to purify your message center, your heart chakra. Do a good job. Thank you. So dear the divine, dear the Tao, dear the source, dear countless spiritual Muslims, fathers, heaven, saints, animals, and dear, we're going to use Da Gan En as a mantra today. Dear Da Gan En, the greatest gratitude. We love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please offer blessings to us. Please bless us to embody the greatest gratitude. For we understand that when we have gratitude in our hearts for every aspect of our lives, our hearts are very open. Our hearts are soft. Our hearts are filled with love and joy. Our hearts are pure. So we humbly ask Da Gan En, the greatest gratitude, to bless us. Bless our pets today. Bless our heart chakras, so that we may transform the sentient blockages that are preventing us from communicating in a more powerful way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. So we will chant Da Gan En, greatest gratitude, and hold the deepest gratitude in your heart. Visualize. For the mind power, visualize beautiful golden light, rainbow light, purple light, crystal light, beyond crystal light, radiating in and around your heart chakra, your pet's heart, their heart chakra, and expressing your deepest gratitude. As we chant Da Gan En, express your deepest gratitude to heaven, the Tao, the source, to your spiritual Muslim fathers, for this opportunity that we have to learn the wisdom, the teachings, and to be able to serve, because this is what our soul desires most, is to serve. So let us chant Da Gan En with all of our hearts and our souls, with our deepest gratitude. Da Gan En, Da Gan En. Da Gan En, Da Gan En, Da Gan En. And as we will chant greatest gratitude, as we chant greatest gratitude, offer your greatest gratitude also to your beloved pets. All of the love for everything that they give us. And offer your greatest gratitude to all of the animals for what they bring on Mother Earth. All of nature, all of heaven, the Tao, the Source, our spiritual mothers and fathers. So let us chant. So let us be, when we chant the greatest gratitude, we are the greatest gratitude. So let us be in the condition that we are embodying the greatest gratitude for everything in our lives. Greatest gratitude, 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 greatest gratitude. So we ask all the animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity, one link, come and join us. Chant Dagon N, the greatest gratitude with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dagon N, greatest gratitude. Dagon N, greatest gratitude. Dagon N, greatest gratitude. Dagon N, greatest gratitude. Doggone and greatest gratitude. Doggone and greatest gratitude. Doggone and greatest gratitude. Doggone and greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. Doggone and I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. I have an attitude of the greatest gratitude. Doggone in. So chanting silently now. So continuing to fully open your heart, purifying your heart. Allow the light to come into your heart to wash away the sentient blockages. And I'm now going to chant the Dabei Zhou, the great compassion mantra. So compassion is another great quality. It is a heart quality. It is like gratitude is a quality of the heart. So when we are in our heart, we are not in our ego. We are not in our negative mindsets, negative attitudes, beliefs, attachments. So it is the same for compassion and love. So this great compassion mantra, I will ask for it to offer you a blessing to purify your heart and your pet's heart for what is appropriate for each and every one of you today to assist your animal communication abilities. So opening to receive. So dear beloved Lingwei Songshe, the 87 Buddhas and the Dabei Zhou, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you, we bow to you. We are deeply, deeply grateful for your service. We truly cannot thank you enough for all of the compassion that you bring to the animals, to nature, to Mother Earth, to humanity and all souls. And as I chant the Dabei Zhou, I humbly and sincerely ask you to bless each and every one of us, everyone who will listen to this Blog Talk Radio. Please bless them to purify, to open their hearts so that we can be the humble servants for the animals, for nature, for humanity and all souls. So we are deeply, deeply grateful for these blessings. We cannot thank you enough. And as I chant the Dabei Zhou, I am also chanting for the animals, for nature, for humanity to open their hearts to have more compassion for the animals, their environment, and what it is that they need at this time to continue to balance and harmonize as appropriate. And I invite all of the animals, nature, humanity, One Ling, please join me. Please chant the Dabei Zhou with me. Learn the Dabei Zhou with me. Meditate to the Dabei Zhou with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot thank you enough. And I will chant this fairly quickly. So if you know the Dabei Zhou, you can chant along. If you don't know the Dabei Zhou, just fully open your heart and your soul to receive the blessings. Qian Shou Qian Yan Wu Ai Dar Bei Xin Du Lu Ni Qian Shou Qian Yan Wu Ai Dar Bei Xin Du Lu Ni Qian Shou Qian Yan Wu Ai Dar Bei Xin Du Lu Ni Nam Mo La Da Nu Du Lu Ye Ye Nam Mo Wo Le Ye Bolo Jedi Subanaya Bhutisarapoye Mohusadupoye Mohjalonijaya Ansabanafayi Sudanudasaha Namoshi Jelido Imongoleye Polo Jedi Shifulalang Topo Namo Nula Jinche Shili Mo Pendo Sami Sapo Woto Dosu Pongbo Su In Sapo Sado Namapo Sado Namapo Che Mo fa to do da ju to an mo po lu shi lu ja di ja lu di I shi di mo hu pu ti sa to sa po sa po mo la mo la mo si mo shi li to yun ju lu ju lu je mang du lu du lu fa shi ye di mo hu fa shi ye di Tolu tolu saili ni shi fula ye jula jula moma fa mola Modi di ishi ishi shinu shuru la shang fula shu ye fa sha fa shang fula shu ye Hulu la mula hulu la shili Sula sula shili shili sulu sulu Putiye putiye putoye putoye Niti liye nula jinche Sali sani no paimo no Sopo shitoye Sopo shitoye Sopo Sito yu ye subana ye Sopo nula jinche Sopo mula nula Sopo Shila sing momo te ye Sopo Sopo mo Sito ye Sopo Dirty la wosito ye sopo Boto majesito ye sopo Sopo mo sito ye sopo Lula Boto majesito ye sopo Nula jinche penchela ye sopo mo Poli shangjula ye sopo Namo hula da nudula ye Namo wuli ye mbolo jedi subana ye sopo Anji dindu Mandola Bendo ye sopo Jingang shun duan yin sopo ho Shang wan shun duan yin sopo ho Mo jie shun duan yin sopo ho An bo ju Shire shi sopo So now taking a deep breath in, focusing mind in your lower abdomen, breathing deeply. In and breathing out, just observing how you're feeling now. How's your heart feeling? Does your heart feel more open? Does your heart feel softer? How is your heart feeling? How is your animal companion going? And I will now, we will say how How, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank beloved Lingwei Shangshe, the 87 Buddhas in the Dao Beizhou, for your greatest love, care, and compassion and blessings. We thank all of heaven, the divine Tao source, countless spiritual mothers and fathers, heaven, saint, animals, and all souls that joined us, chanted with us, forgave us, and received our forgiveness. We are deeply, deeply grateful. So I'm now going to do a communication with May, an animal communication. I'll ask May the power and significance of the practice for her. So let us connect with May's soul. How? This is May speaking. I am very happy to speak with you all today and your animal companions, for it is a very sacred time each week where we join as one. I wish that many, many more animal owners and beloved animal souls we'll join together as one each week to share the love that they have for each other, to support each other, to serve each other, to assist each other to heal, rejuvenate, and transform. This deeply touches my heart. When there is oneness, when there is unity, during this practice, I received so much love from the Divine and the Source and all of my spiritual mothers and fathers. I received so much love and compassion from beloved Lingwei Shangshe, the 87 Buddhas, and the Dao Beizhou. I feel deeply grateful in my heart for the opportunities that I have been given to progress on my soul's journey. I feel deep gratitude to have the opportunity to express myself, to speak, and express what I need in that moment at that time, for this is truly liberating. The practice that we did to purify our hearts has assisted me to transform many blockages in my heart. There was some heaviness in my heart today, as I have been purifying very deeply. So this heaviness has lifted. It has been replaced with the most incredible light, the most incredible love, for it is my desire to be able to love more, to give more love. For this is my role in this lifetime, is to love unconditionally, to love all souls, to have my heart fully open to express my deepest love. And this practice has helped me greatly to open my heart to a deeper level. I love each and every one of you. I love your pets. Let us continue to join as one. Let us bring many more souls to join as one to receive these blessings. Tell your friends, your family, your work colleagues, your loved ones to come and join this session each week so that they too and their pets can receive the benefits. I love you all. I wish you all the most beautiful, blessed day. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So thank you, beloved May. So May's heart is deeply touched. And it is very special when we join together as one. So you can listen to this over and over again to continue to do the practice, chant together, receive the blessing from the Dao Beizhou. And this will assist you to purify your heart, so that you can begin to hear more clearly. We've done many, many practices on this soul communication series. There is foundational practices. There is practices continue to open your heart, to bring out your soul language, many practices, so you can go back and listen to these to continue to progress on your soul communication journey. And I would like to invite each and every one of you. I have a animal communication and blessing session today, which is at 2 p.m. Australia time, which is 6 a.m. Central European time. It is at 9 p.m. Pacific time, and it is at midnight Eastern time. So I encourage each and every one of you to come and join us. Your pet has the opportunity to be a demo. I will be offering a very special blessing. Firstly, I will do a communication with the chosen animal and ask what they desire. And then I will offer them a blessing for their request, what they ask for. So it's going to be a very heart-touching session today. So it is almost always my greatest honor and May's greatest honor to be with you. So we love you with all of our hearts and our souls. And we put our hands and our paws in the air and we say, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. So love you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And we will be with you again next week. Bye-bye from May and I. Love you, love you, love you.